The Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary that we celebrate today and every year on August 15th, in the history of the Church, is a relatively new feast. It goes back only to 1950s, when it was proclaimed as a feast day, as a day that in a very special way, as members of the Catholic Church will come together and give glory to God in gratitude for the life of the Blessed Mother. But it wasn't that just suddenly Pope has woken up one day and said, we've got to add another feast day to the calendar so that the people have more reasons to come to church. That veneration of the Blessed Mother has been in the history of the Church ever since the beginning. The early centuries already speak of the early Christian communities gathering and remembering the Blessed Mother. And the dogma that has been proclaimed is that the Blessed Mother was taken up to heaven or assumed into heaven with her body and soul. Now, there is no records of Mary dying in the Gospels. There is no records of her place of the burial. You know, and it's so... What happened to this great woman? And it is only that the Christian community began to really realize and believe. What must have happened is that the Lord has taken Mary into heaven. After all, the Lord is promising all of us who are baptized to be called into the resurrection. And hopefully one day we'll join Blessed Mother, we'll join the saints, we'll join our past relatives and friends in the heavenly kingdom, not only with our souls, but with our bodies as well. And we look at the Blessed Mother, who is just like each one of us, born of flesh and blood, being given the same opportunities and challenges in her life, to be faithful, to be respectful, to pray, to have her own passions and dreams. And she too was put in a place where she would have to make very difficult decisions in her life. Do I believe in that message that was spoken to me? I love Joseph, but here am I with a child, and that's not his. How am I going to tell him? What do I do? You know, running away from the home, safety of the home, to keep the child safe. It's a challenge to make decisions in one's life. But we look at the Blessed Mother with eyes of faith as an example to us. We look at this beautiful canticle today. How come that the Mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the greetings, your greeting reached my ears, the child leapt in my womb. That's the exchange between Mary and Elizabeth, John the Baptist, who would prepare the way for the Lord. And as they recognize the presence of the Messiah, of the Savior, in their midst, Mary goes on to give this beautiful part of the canticle, gratitude. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices. You know, we are in this year of the Eucharist. We are focusing on the celebration of the Mass and on the reception of the Lord into our own hearts and lives. Perhaps today, rather than just remembering and focusing on the Blessed Mother, let's look into her words of thanksgiving, realizing that every time we receive the Holy Eucharist, we receive the very Lord. She brought into this world. And if we believe that the Lord is our Messiah, is our Savior, and we want to join Him in heaven, we will rejoice as we receive Him, as we go back to our pews, as we spend some time on prayer. We would look for that extra moment of silence or meditation, or after Mass even, be willing to stay and focus on who we are carrying in our hearts, in our souls. The very Lord of life. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Let us rejoice today with Mary and saints in a beautiful gift that Mary is to our life. She is not a goddess, but we owe her a great respect, not because of what we have done, but what the Lord has seen in her to be done and how she has responded to God's grace and invitation.